Good morning, Trishala.
Good morning.
That's your second visit in Oroville, and you decided to work with Integral Animal Care, right?
Yeah.
What that means?
Integral Animal Care. It means dogs, love, care, and fun.
Just dogs?
Just dogs. Mm.
Where is that place?
Edien Chavadi Village. It's close by there, on your Red Earth Riding School. Not much behind that, 200 meters before.
You got dogs? How many dogs? And what do you do with them?
Oh, there are about 33 dogs. We do a lot, actually. Sometimes we give them baths, but basically mornings are feeding them. And then later, after about a half an hour break, we give them medicines like, you know, Pedigree and Nutricort and Live for their liver. We give them medicines. So most of them are like having skin diseases, so they need to be given extra care. Apart from that, just petting the dogs, giving them love and care. And it's been a great place there, actually, for the dogs.
That must be your love, yeah?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Bangalore.
And you said you are almost 16, right?
Not even almost 16. I turned 16 in August. Mm. So I'm still just 15, 3/4, I guess. Mm.
How come? I mean, because out of love, but still, where the idea that you should come and volunteer for the dogs, for the Animal Integral Healthcare came from?
I always had a love for dogs, but never had actually been able to do so, because I don't have a pet at home. But there were dogs in my apartment where I live, so I love petting them. I just want to do this on a really large scale. It's nice to be with different kinds of dogs. They teach you a lot, actually. They have a higher psychology than we have. I've learned a lot. There's one...
Higher psychology?
Yeah, I feel that. There's one dog. That guy's 3 months. He's the youngest in the place. And that dog can, you know, fend for itself. It's a fearless one. I've learned so much from that tiny dog. Seriously, it's my favorite. I'm so attached to it. I don't want to leave it and go.
Hmm. Where the idea to come to Oroville? You said you visited once already. So it must be a reason why you decided, let's do it now and let's do it on my own.
Because this is my break and I wanted to do something different this time. Usually, you just sit at home and do nothing, but I wanted to come out, show my love and support. I could have done it elsewhere, but I wanted it to do it here. Because there was just so much to do around rather than that.
So you were impressed the first time when you visit Oroville or what?
Yes, I was impressed at first sight. When I came here, because the dream, the vision, it was wonderful. I just thought, yes, I should come back here one day and spend my time here. I'm not afraid, actually, to come here and see so much and learn so much every day. I don't mind doing all that work. It's been amazing here. I just don't want to leave this place, actually, in another week. Because people respect you here so much. Mm. I love it. I absolutely love it here.
You came for how long?
I actually came for 1 week. I was supposed to go back today on the 27th and I extended my stay for another week.
Mm. Still, that's not much, yeah?
That's not much, but I just wanted to do it.
And how your parents feel about it?
Oh, my parents are very fine with it. They were so happy today that I was getting interviewed. Mm. They're like, I'm like, can I stay back? And they're like, do what you want. Mm. We will support you.
So the first time you said you came in December, you came with them?
Yeah. I came here with them, actually. And I got stuck in the cyclone, too.
You were here for the cyclone?
Yeah, I was here for the cyclone. Part of my trip.
With the parents or by yourself?
Oh, no, with my parents.
Where did you hear about Oroville?
Well, actually, my aunt lives in Pondicherry. So she knows about this place. So we just came here to look around the place. Somehow I found this place very fascinating to me. I felt it was for me. Hmm.
So what is the most fascinating?
Fascinating is that every day you learn something new, not only from different people around the world, but the different activities that go on here. Every day is just so great here. You see different things, you see them in different perspectives here. It's very much just wonderful here, actually.
Hmm. So I guess you would be coming back in the near future?
I will come back as soon as I get a break, and I've decided that. I'll just pack my bags and come back here. Hmm.
You going to school in Bangalore, yeah?
Yes.
So what are you going to study? What you will do with your life afterwards? What is your idea?
Afterwards, my idea is I want a major in economics, and I want to work for the United Nations one day.
Well, that has not much to do with the dogs, yeah?
No, not much to do with the dogs, but something to help humanity on the whole. That's what I want to do in the future. It's pretty much clear-cut what I want to do in life. I'm not afraid, actually, to dream big now. Because I know I'll get there one day.
You're really determined in your where you want to go. So how come?
Oh, that is, in third grade, it's just one chapter I learned about United Nations. And ever since, my eyes have been fixed that I want to go there. And I'm going to get there one day.
What was written in that chapter?
Nothing. Aims and objectives, the councils. I don't know. It was something to do on a very big scale. To touch so many lives is something different. I mean, it's not that I need only UN to do so. But then, if I want to really make that difference, then that's going to help. And I know I'm going to make a difference one day.
Wow.
Amazing. Tishala, thank you. All the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Each of us was put here in this time and this place to personally decide the future of the world. Did you think you were put here for something less? So if you do it this way, that is, if you truly join your heart and mind as one, whatever you ask for, that's the way it's